to whom it may concern. Well, that was never the whom I found myself particularly concerned with. People, as they have shown time and again, are simply replaceable. Archetypes, a finite combination of attributes sculpted around previously existing clichés. But no, it's not any person that makes a story. Rather, the unrealized truth that an extraordinary story can save a person from their life. But you already know all this. It's an absolute you have depended on for years at the grayscale. Promises of action in the field, laying witness to some of the greatest stories humanity has ever known. Only to witness, though. Which is not a limit many can differentiate until several years after saying yes. Greatness is a fickle thing. Just as it is the very power source of those who strive for it, it serves to crush those who only exist in its presence. That is where I currently find your company in its own story, crushed under the second story of an adjudicator framework collapse. Your work has been exposed by an individual that I see forgot his place was answering questions, not asking them. I have a much-needed plot twist, one you even make an appearance in. The short tale of a smaller man who thought he was abandoning a life of meekness and symmetry for one of greatness and heroism, only to find that neither came in his size. Submitted for your approval, but noted for my enjoyment. Without introductions and backstory we are too familiar with, I'll simply ask you, whatever happened to Roland Bailey? To be revealed in due time. The what?
I guess I should probably start by thanking you for all of this. Especially wanting to pull this stunt after we fired you. Paperwork would have been dreadful for an employee to just disappear.
That's right. Here we go.
And for that crazy woman's video. When I listened to your report, I knew immediately. One day, I was going to need this. Look where we are. The devour point itself. Give me your hands.
Help! Help me!
That's a bit cliche, don't you think? Do you really think I would have gone to all this trouble and stayed within anyone's earshot? Okay. Start walking.
Where am I supposed to go?
Your problem.
You... But... I don't have anything. I don't know where I am. You can't just leave me out here like this.
Or what?
I'll tell everyone. Anyone who will listen to me. It will be the only thing I do.
Now that would be a situation. I couldn't stand by that, so... I should probably just kill you. Right? Or should I follow the aforementioned thoughts that we are alone, you are no one according to the world, and you have equal to your name? I think I'll do that. Feels like the most natural ending. So long, Morris.
This was in my office this morning with a note saying, "Listen to me."
Did you listen to it?
Mr. S., I have trusted you and kept our little situation to myself because of your multiple personal assurances to me that it was fully under control.
I can assure you.
Do not interrupt me again. I am named in these tapes that some radical employee of yours has apparently been releasing. And now, I learn that it is apparently not a new issue.
It looks bad.
It is bad. This is bad. And now, we have another person who knows how bad it is. What if this had gotten out?
I can assure you, for what I can also assure you will be the last time, that the situation is under control. I have been up to my eyes in shit with replacing this auditor, and this slipped by me. Won't happen again. If you'll excuse me?
What about the rest of the tape?
Well, certainly, you of all people can appreciate the sensitivity of this issue. Fewer people involved, the better. Okay, tape recorder. You have my attention.
Freezing my ass off in these woods, bumming cigarettes from ghost chicks. This is not what we're gonna be doing. Come on, man. About time. Where have you been?
Excuse me? I believe the words you were looking for were "thank you for picking me up, sir." Don't you want to correct yourself?
Thank you for picking me up, sir. Are you always going to be this involved with these cases? Pickups and drop-offs?
A few more of these and you'll be off by yourself doing this. Typically, this training is done with a previous agent, but the last person to serve left us rather abruptly.
Did you do this?
For a brief time.
What happened to the last person who worked here? The one who should be training me?
They left us.
When did they leave?
I trust you thought of all these questions after completing your own task?
Yeah, I got it.
Never-ending Nora? Come on, this is absurd.
God, don't change your mics while you're doing the same case.
No, it's what they called my wife.
Bad audio drives me up the wall.
Sorry.
It's fine. Just cut it together, bookend your commentary for them, and submit it at the end of the quarter.
What happens after that?
After I review your audits, MI adjudicates, and the necessary parties are informed.
Who at MI makes the call then?
Oh, did I not mention that? Guess that would mean you were not one of the necessary parties.
Can I ask how the concerned parties came to these conclusions, sir?
There's a device we've always used. Gathers the results in a concise order.
Since you've been here?
Since always. It's not a thing that really goes out of date. It just helps the adjudicator really parse these cases into the objective facts the decisions are made through. Even the cases that seem to exist only with baggage, those decisions still have to be made.
So where is this thing?
Need-to-know basis. It is secure, and that is the only concern you need to have about it.
For the moment, at least, but I'm telling you right now, sir, I'm gonna see that thing one day. When I'm up there with you, running the place.
Let's start by learning this job you have first.
Oh, you'll see. I'm gonna do some great shit here.
Lured away from a dull and now past life, Roland Bailey has found himself under the employment of Grayscale Technologies. A dreamer with ambitions he could barely see over, Roland took quickly to his new positions, learning his place, working his trade, until the very moment he realized better might not be so good.
How dare you try and tell me how to do my job? And if my brother was one of the sick, sadistic fucks Julian picked off.
Bailey.
Yes?
Be quick with this one. The narration is a summary, as in shorter.
Yes, sir.
Do not call me a kid!
Eddie Scupinelli is a man who traded the value of his name for the chance to see it on the front page. A man so obsessed with the survival of that name, he forgot to live a life worth remembering.
Help. For the love of God, don't leave me out of here like this.
And so it is in this dark alley, at the hands of a monster who blames him for his own creation, that we have seen the death of a writer. And where Eddie Scoop signs off with his final word on tragedy.
I just wanted to be something great.
I am... What?
You gotta help me.
Afraid I can't do that, my friend. Just as you did, we all have a place we must be. Some less pleasant than others, but all an equal piece of the puzzle that makes up the grayscale. I'm sorry.
What the hell was that? We do not make contact with subjects. We do not engage persons involved in our reports, and we damn sure never apologize to a living person about the work we're doing. What are you apologizing for? Are you doing something wrong here? Because that sure sounded like an admission of guilt.
I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me right now?
Look, what do you want from me? This has never happened to me before. You didn't tell me shit was like this. Watching people die is not what I signed up for.
You signed up for a job. And the job includes all the tasks as assigned by your supervisor.
Well, then maybe this job may not be the best fit for me.
Excuse me?
I don't think this is the best fit for either one of us, frankly. I question my ability to work with you. Hell, I'm not even sure what we're doing. I think it'd be best if you found somebody else.
Well, I am very sorry you feel that way. I'm afraid, however, that this arrangement is something you will have to see through a little further.
The hell are you talking about?
You signed a contract. You can't just walk away from that.
Contracts get broken all the time. It's just a matter of litigation.
Which will be an issue for you. Because not only did you sign away your right to take action against the company, or to publicly release any information about the company, but you also cannot leave the company at any time until your supervisor allows otherwise.
No one will enforce that.
Well, the other issue you'll have to work around is that you signed away your identity.
Oh, so what? You own the right to call somebody else Roland Bailey?
No. We owned Roland Bailey. But after your job here started, that identity was no longer needed. We terminated it. Death certificate and everything. You walk away from this, you'll spend your eternity in a nuthouse claiming to be a dead man. Is that the adventure you're looking for?
Well, so that's that? The whole world just thinks I'm dead? My mother just thinks I disappeared? I don't know what to do with that. You know, that's some underhanded shit, you know. You can't possibly tell me...
I will certainly not be getting yelled at by a doe-eyed agent who has just apologized to a dying man. I told you that because this is my last report with you. I'm heading back to the main office. Finish this batch, and we'll contact you for the debriefing. If you try anything, I'll know. If you try and leave, you'll have nothing. So just do your job.
With his exits blocked, Roland found himself with nowhere to go but forward, staggering straight, if not stoically, towards a future he had chosen with his eyes closed. Adjusted to the darkness now, he found himself back at the main office, turning in his reports.
Sir? I've got the case files for you, 10 of them.
Ah, yes. The first turn-in for you. I look forward to hearing these.
Do we talk about them or anything?
No, just leave them there. I have your thoughts from the conclusions. Thank you.
Sir?
What is it?
I still think you lied to me about this job. And the fact that I can't even talk about these with you when I edited them, it makes me feel like you're trying to cover something up here.
Well, those are some pretty big accusations.
I recognize that.
Do you recognize the offense I might take in you saying such comments?
I didn't recognize you as the kind to be offended, sir.
I admit there appears to be a difference in our initial understandings of your position, which, while regrettable, does not stop us from making the most of it. But if this is a continued issue we are worried about...
It's not an issue. You have the tapes.
Good. Erase the raws and pick up your next load of cases. That will be all today.
Perhaps that was the last wall he needed to hit. Our Roland had begun to find himself. As he felt the corners closing in around him, a plan began to form. Not a misunderstanding, but a lie unspoken. The no one with nothing had a secret to share in a world where that was all you needed.
Mr. S, there's a woman here to see you.
I'm not seeing anyone right now.
She says you've been expecting her?
Have a seat.
Thank you, Mr. S.
Will we be exchanging names?
You know who I am.
In this line of work, you can never be too careful about who you are talking to.
I bet that if I hit play on that tape recorder on your desk right now, we would both hear my voice.
The what? Particular ideal with that name?
You seem rather committed to convincing me that you aren't in the middle of listening to my submission.
If it
doesn't interest you, I would be happy to take it elsewhere.
I'm listening if you are ready to talk.
I explained the name thoroughly in my submission.
Yes, your submission. Let's dive into that. The stalking. Recording private information without consent or authority. The legal and ethical violations. The fact that you actually gave this to a member of the media. Which of those skills do you feel is your best asset?
I don't think you should ask your questions yet.
Really? Well, why don't you tell me your plan for this impromptu interview?
I think we should keep listening to the tape.
I've heard enough.
But the next part is really good. Speaks miles to my work. I'm not wasting your time, and I hope you won't waste mine. Indulge me. Please.
How did you get this?
Just keep listening.
This is less than a week ago, and I demand that you tell me how you got this.
I did my job. Now play the tape.
If you keep squirming like this, I'm going to accidentally cut you. That isn't my intention. There we go. Like something out of the movies, right?
Wait. What are you doing?
I'm going to head back soon, and this? All of this? Is now your problem. This is the only problem you have. The other ones you made? Where you released highly classified information? The one where you ran a pirate radio station and shot a cannonball through my fucking life? Those are all my problems now. So you get this one.
You're gonna leave me out here?
That's the plan.
Damn. That sucks.
You made me look stupid, Roland. And I can never look past that. I hope you just barely don't make it.
Can I ask you about the grayscale? You called me Roland. Is that, like, my last chance for a final wish?
I just wanted you to hear it one last time, so you knew I remembered you. You were a nobody the day we met, and you'll walk away a nobody tonight. Just remember that, because no one will remember you. The sun will be out in a few hours. I'd make some progress now.
Sir!
One more.
I just... I just wanted to, I just wanted to waste one more second of your time. It seemed important.
No conclusion?
I wasn't sure how far we would get. Didn't want to waste the material.
Pretty critical for any auditor to be concise and objective in their final summaries. So let's hear it. Weigh in on this case.
On your situation?
On the report you made. What do you see here, objectively?
In the dawn, after an evening of decisive action, we come upon a single route to understanding. Agent Bailey had violated his contract when he released classified information. He put careers at risk and made recorded statements speaking against your work and this company. Consumed by vain distraction, he missed the substance of his very positioning and slipped because of it. A fall that I do not believe one gets back up from.
I'm so relieved we see things so similarly.
It seems like a clear fix to your issue of absent auditors would be hiring me, given our similar perspectives and such.
I need people who complete, not overwhelm.
I am thorough. That is my best asset. I never leave questions unanswered. I don't mean to overwhelm, but there is just so much to cover.
If thorough is your excuse, then why is none of this information new to me? You got my attention, but I still haven't been wowed.
I believe Morris is still alive.
Bullshit. Prove it.
Hire me to.
Okay. You want it? You got it. But every case comes straight to me. I approve everything and I keep the raws too. And I want progress on Morris, and soon. You got that?
I do, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I think this job is going to be everything I have ever wanted.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcast, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit art service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Executive Producer Dylan James Amick, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. The Grayscale theme was composed by Michael Gugliotti. Whatever Happened to Roland Bailey was written by Dylan James Amick and Andrew Terrence Caberline, directed by Dylan James Amick, and edited by Chelsea Rugg. The episode starred Nate Bedencourt, Will Quinn, Corinne Carson, Jordan Goldston, and Julia Ann Rather as the What. The Grayscale is available on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and join us on May 1st for our next episode.
Test, test, test. This is a test, test, test. An appalling attempt aimed at acquisitions and assessments. Test, test, test. Sound and silence spread sizzling static stoutly, sans spectacle. Test. This is, we are testing. Kicking kept contempt. Considering Kafkaesque kennels condign. Testing a testament. This is a test. It was always a test.